Page Tavkuf Nun Tes, or page 2, left hand side on the bottom. Tavkuf Nun Tes, left hand side on the bottom. We're talking about Nisim, and how Nisim fit into this entire picture of Bitachon, Hishtadlus, Nisim. And we're learning that Api Pnimis HaTorah, to understand Shkoyachet, Api Pnimis HaTorah, even though in Nidla Ein Samchan Alanes, we understand that there's a cloud, that we don't rely on miracles, but we're learning that it's only as far as individuals are concerned, not as far as Am Yisrael is concerned. Am Yisrael has a different mahalach with Rabbi Yishlalom, but the world. And there is an inyan of being Samach al Nisim when it comes to Am Yisrael. And then the next step beyond that is individuals who are themselves given over to Am Yisrael. Those individuals who give themselves over to Am Yisrael, they're able to access that upgraded status of Sibur, of Am Yisrael, and therefore we see by people like this that there are Nisim, all kinds of Nisim and remarkable Hashgachas that we see. So the Chalban explains this more deeply. That's where we're up to, on the bottom of Tavkuf Nun Tes. V'hine yedua shele ish Yisrael yesh tei b'chinas. The explanation of this is as follows. That in ish Yisrael, a Jew, there are two levels that a Jew operates. There are two b'chinas. Mitzad ha-chitzonius, hu yitzur prati. As far as the chitzonius is concerned, in terms of the chitzonius, he's a private, individual person. So, another piece of the world. Wula mitzad ha-pnimius, however, mitzad ha-pnimius, we're actually learning this in the Maimer of the Tzemach Tzedek Derech Mitzvah Secha, on Shabbos and Yeshiva, we're learning this in the midst of Ahavis Yisrael. Mitzad ha-pnimius hu eiver me'am Yisrael. There's no such thing as, in pnimius, there's no such thing as Reuven Shimon Yaakov, Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. In terms of pnimius, every single Jew is an eiver, is a limb, is an organ, is a piece of the entirety of Am Yisrael, not separate. It's all Am Yisrael. That's the side of the whole mitzvah of Ahavis Yisrael. How could it be v'ahavta l'racha kamaicha? So the Tzemach Tzedek explains, to love another Jew as yourself, because the truth is, he is yourself. The truth is, he is yourself. He's not a part of yourself. The separation is mitzvah the guf, is because of the bodies. The bodies separate. But as far as the true reality of Am Yisrael, there is nothing that divides between one Jew and another. On a deeper level, it means over the generations as well. There's no separation. Is it an Eiv Me'am Yisrael? Ve'en a Nerach ki Yitzur Bodeidu Prati. He's not measured as a separate, lonely individual. Ve'en a Kichol Sheha Adam Uchul B'yo Yisrael HaPnim Yisrael. The more deeply attached a person is to the pnimius of who he is, to the inner life, to the neshama, to nefesh, ruach, neshama, the more pnimiistic a person is, she inyan hashchino klal Am Yisrael, then the more the externality is dropped, and the more he's in that place of shchina and Am Yisrael, because shchina knesel, it's all echad, everything is one. V'chein, page 3, page Tavkuf Samach, v'chein hu zoyche yoyse lezgalas or hashchina lav. Therefore, this person is zaycha more and more for the to take place in his life, his galus of the light of the Shechina. Mizaycha l'nisim v'deflos, and he's zaycha to nisim v'deflos. He's zaycha to amazing things. Hokachol shecha adam achuz bechitzanis shelo. However, the more a person is stuck in the chitzanis, in the externalities, the more persons in the chitzanius, she call hadaygel atzmo. All he ever thinks about is himself or his little daramis, himself, his family, his minion, whatever it is, his little world. The more a person is stuck in that, hein mebchina chomris, in terms of physical things, which is where taiva comes from. Where does taiva come from? Taiva desire. Everybody has taivas for this world, but the nature of the bal taiva is, the bigger the bal taiva, usually, not always, because there's some people that's the nisayon, no matter what, they just have to struggle with that. But the general tendency is that the bigger the bal taiva, the more natural inclination he has to be wrapped up in himself. Lav davka, and I want to make that clear, lav davka. The big tzaddikim, the bal taiva as well. But the nature of taiva is that one is very focused on himself, on satisfying his needs. That's the nature of taiva. The more a person is living in that place of pnimius, and he sees himself as a part of Am Yisrael, then all of the rivers don't come to him. He doesn't dwell upon his needs. He dwells upon the needs of other people. I mean, it says a pasuk, "Tavi Vakish Nifrid." It means taiva makes a person separate. Taiva makes a person separate. This taiva pulls you deeper and deeper into your own needs. That's what taiva is. You drown in your own needs, as opposed to the person who is connected and works hard to make those connections beyond, to worry about Am Yisrael, to worry about the yeshivas, to worry about Eretz Yisrael and the matzav of Am Yisrael, to be more outside, and to be oisik with other and good causes, and to be people who are involved with the tzibur, and to daven like the Chalban writes and cry over the Beis HaMikdash. They're not so wrapped up in themselves. So even if you didn't get what you wanted today, okay. So what if you didn't get what you wanted? The Baal Taiva doesn't like that as an answer. The Baal Taiva wants something. He wants it now. And I've mentioned this before, that it's something that I've seen over the years. Again, it's only a tendency. It's not davka that way. But there's a noticeable difference that I've seen just dealing with people over the years. There's so many different types of people, that when it's a middle class poor type of a person, let's say middle class or poor, so then when they call you, so they ask if you could call back. By rich people, again, it's not always, but by a lot of the rich people, first of all, they won't call you, they'll have their secretary call you, and then if you don't call back within a half hour, how could you? Then they leave you another message. They start leaving messages like, "I called you." There's such a focus on me and myself, and I guess that's one of the things that many times helps these people become more and more, amass more and more wealth and become more accomplished in that way. I don't know. Again, it's not a clout, but there's a tendency like that. It's the nature of taiva. Taiva makes a person separate from other people. It causes you to become preoccupied with yourself. Therefore, if a person is swimming in taivas, the best thing he could do is to do for other people, to get out of himself, to do for others, to become involved in volunteering and helping, together with strong limud haTorah, to think about things outside of himself and to get out of himself. That such a person is k'chol she'adam ochus b'chitzanis shalal. The more a person is stuck in his chitzanis, whether it could be, and he says she kol adaiglatim, all he thinks about, he worries about, is himself. Hein mebchina chamris, physical. Now, these are things that obviously not only are we allowed to think about, but we're obligated to think about our parnas and about our families. But you have a person whose entire life revolves around his family and his parnas, so he's a small person. But it's not only in that respect that a person is separate and small, even when it comes to ruchnis, even when it comes to spirituality. This person might be focused on one thing, olam haba, his olam haba. How many mitzvahs am I accumulating? What is my olam haba going to look like? I'm working on my olam haba. What about somebody else's? What about what you could do for another person to help him, maybe with his olam haba or his olam haza? Because His Olam Hazeh is an Inyan of your Olam Haba also. Schar Tov, he's worried about getting rewarded. shaf hein nach shavn lebchinas chitzonius biachas the mesius nefesh alam yisrael. These things are also considered to be chitzonius, spiritual chitzonius. Spiritually, that person is spiritually shallow. He's wrapped up in himself. Totally how he's doing, what works for him in Ruchnius. How's his learning, how's his davening, how are his mitzvahs, what about other people, what about how this affects other people. Hashanah can't somebody who's mois and nefesh for Jews, who lets go of himself. Letting go of oneself with physical matters, and letting go of oneself with spiritual matters, letting go does mechalila, let go completely. But to venture outside of his own physical and spiritual da'at amos, to venture beyond, and to become more of a tzibur, a person who's working to help others and is involved in others. And it's not just a matter of writing a check. And many times a person thinks, because I wrote a check, and which is a big thing, big chashuva thing, but I wrote a check and I sent the check, that's my askanis, that's my asik with other people. It's lav davka. The Mishnah brings down there's a very scary thing. The Chofetz Chaim brings down, there was a person who was a very good person, and yet he came back in a dream, and he did not appear in the dream shining in the way that you would have expected him to be shining, because he was a very big Talmid Chacham and he did a lot of mitzvahs. So the Chofetz Chaim brought this from a Kadmon. I don't remember, it was maybe the Sefer Chassidim, I don't remember. And he explained that the reason, I guess, he didn't have shoes, he didn't have anything on his feet in the dream. And when the son, whoever was, woke up, asked what was that, or he asked his father in the dream, I don't remember. But the answer was that even though he was learning the father and he was doing all the mitzvahs, and he gave money for tzedakah, but he didn't agree to ever go around walking to try to knock on doors to get money for people that needed. He would give money, but he didn't think it was dignified for him to go and to run around to help other people. And because of that, in the Olam Hamas, he was missing shoes. Obviously, it's not talking here about physical things and shoes and that. But so even writing a check or giving tzedakah, it's not necessary. It's very, very great, but it's not enough. We have to be busy helping and doing things, and physically, chesed shebeguf, chesed beguf, to physically to try to do for others. A person who's completely preoccupied with himself, physically and spiritually, he can't access that world of miracles, because remember, a nes, that his galus of the Shechina, that's something that belongs that Am Yisrael has the copyright when it comes to Nisim. That's not no individual deserves a miracle. I mean, maybe, but no regular person deserves miracles, and ain't some chalon eis. But an Am Yisrael person, someone who's mois and nefesh for other Jews, who gives up what he wants to help other Jews and to do for other Jews, in whatever capacity that is, that person is now entering into something which transcends teva, which is higher than nature. It's beyond teva. Va'neis yitzatzim by pochus. But a person who's not like that, who's in his little dalet amos, so he's wearing the garments of teva, of nature, and in that world there are no nisim, not for individuals. There are no nisim for individuals, or very few. Whatever it could be, sometimes he has chus avos, whatever. Somebody's helping him out from the other world, but stam, he doesn't have access to nisim. A klal yisrael de gemensh, has that, as I said last week, the marshal has that marked on his. There's a stamp on his card. There's a little stamp on his card, and he can go to places where regular Jews can't go. He's Klal Yisrael, and he carries the Shechina with him wherever he goes, because he does Hashem's stroke, and he's busy with the Baruch Shalom's business. And when he's busy with the Baruch Shalom's business of taking care of the world and taking care of especially of his children, so he has a thing on his card, and when he comes to places where other people are not let in, they say, you can come in. Sometimes you'll be online to a tzaddik, and then the people get annoyed because you're waiting for an hour, and there's some rich guy or something like that, or some askin, and the gabbai takes him right in. So of course the gabbai gets a nice tip, usually, and that's his own inyan. But A person, not just because he's rich, but if a person who's helping and giving tzedakah and doing for other people, he deserves to be let in. It's not an avla. There's a certain schus kedima that a person like that has, that he's busy with helping other people. It's a big thing. Within reason, obviously. L'chein omer chachamim, she'osel adam lismach al anes. If a chazal tell us, a klal, a general principle, that it's also lismach al anes, they're not allowed to rely on miracles. You can't do that. You can't go someplace where it's dangerous and say, I'm not afraid. You can't do that. Miyachol, and he brings the Gemara in a second in Brachas. Ki miyachol lahakshiv atzmo lebal madrega elyon ish adam klali. Why you consider yourself to be such an adam klali, such an Am Yisrael person, that you could be samach al nisim, you could be samach al anes? Shehivshit atzmo mikol daigel lechayiv apratim. Well, you think you're a baditzva, a rabbi Levine, that you don't care about yourself at all, and all you think day and night you're thinking about other Jews. You consider yourself such a person. And even when you are involved in tzedakahs and different good causes, can you say that you're not that it's entirely l'shem shemayim, that you're not interested in getting any of the cover, that you don't want to see your name on any paper, you don't want to see something on a building, you don't want anybody to say thank you, Reb so and so? It's a madrega to be on such a madrega. So who do you think you are? You could be samach al anes. That's the general klal. You may see a gemara inyan zeh. Now, if you look at the Gemara, we can see from the Gemara the difference between the individual and the tzibur, the community. Remember, a community of Jews is worthy of miracles. A community of Jews, not just a whole army, so a tzibur of Jews, which, according to Allah, a tzibur is a minyan. A tzibur of Jews, that's already something else. The question is as an individual, ain't son chalonais. The only yaitzim naklal is if you're minaklal. So if you're that kind of a person that you give yourself over with mysterious nefesh for other Jews, then you reach that new, you're upgraded to that new status of tzibur. Even though you're an individual person, you're called tzibur. So the Gemara says, Zul l'shayim. Amar Reb Yitzhak Shleisha Devar Maskir Mavanasi Shaladim. There are three things that highlight a person's aveiros, which is better to avoid. Because if you, any of these three things highlight the your aveiros. What does it mean? It puts an emphasis and circles your aveiros. What's that? Kir natui, a wall that is leaning to a wall of a building that's unstable. It looks like it's in danger of falling. So better to avoid it. Better to avoid it. So if you're totally confident, you say, I'm fine. And you walk next to this shaky building. So then the Gemara is saying that they take a look into your, oh, you're such a person, they take a look into your books and they say, you know, this guy's not as good as he thinks. And they look over your books when you walk next to a kir natui. Why are you walking by a kir natui? We're supposed to conduct ourselves in a way that's humble and to recognize that we're not worthy for such miracles. So kir natui, the iyun tfila. Yitzli means that you're davening, and you're getting upset. You're getting all worked up because davening, I didn't get it. I davened for this job, I didn't get it. I davened for the promotion. You're looking even to you're looking to the davening again. The first book of what it means, not going into it. You look the way your davening is with the built-in expectation that it's got to be. What I'm asking for, I get. And you're medactic in the tefillah in such a way. So then again, you're davening, and your attitude is, I asked, like, what's going on? How come I didn't get it? So then the Baruch Shem says, oh, I didn't know that you're in a hurry. So let's see what you have over here. Let's take a touch in Ayin Gimel. Just a little bit. We'll go back 1 year. Let's see a touch in Ayin Gimel went. So they say, okay. You answer my tefillah whatever you want. If you don't want to answer it, it's okay. It's all right. Okay. So. The third thing, Moshe Din Al Chaveir L'Shamayim. What's this guy? This guy Rashi says over there. Moshe Chavel Shemayim means you have somebody that he's upset with somebody, and he says that the Baruch Shalom is going to take care of you because of what you did to me. The Baruch Shalom is going to take care of you. You know who you're messing with? You insulted me. So he's Moise din al chaver l'shamayim. He says, I don't have to take care of you. I'm not taking you to court, to Bezin. I'm not gonna sue you. I'm like, the Baruch Shalom is gonna take care of you. You ever hear Jews talk like this? The Baruch Shalom is gonna take care of you. That's called Moise din chaver l'shamayim. So then the Baruch Shalom says, oh, I didn't know we had such a thing going. I didn't know, but since you mentioned it, I think I want to take a look at Tavshin Ayin Beis. Let's see what happened in Ayin Beis to go back a little bit. So that's called Moshe Din Chaver L'Shamayim. Then you're putting yourself into that situation where all the spotlights, all of a sudden from Shemayim, they put all the lights on you, and they study your situation. Since you're so comfortable with invoking the Ribbono Shel Olam and the heavenly tribunal on your behalf, so let's see whether you're worthy of this. That's what the Gemara says. HaGemara Meres. What the Gemara is telling us is this. That these are three examples. We understand these are types of behavior, way of thinking. It doesn't davke mean you're walking past the wall. You're going some places that's dangerous or whatever. It doesn't mean davke a wall that's falling down. But these three things. These types. These three types of behavior cause kivyachal above that they take a look, very careful look at who you are, at what your life is about. To check up on you, to see whether you're up to par or not. So a wall that's shaking, it's leaning over. V'hainu. You walk under a shaky building, a wall. It's a dangerous place. That even though this could be a little bit of a nace, again, there are discussions among the poskim of what's considered to be a normal danger or what's considered to be an unusual type of danger. So for instance, we have to make this decision about going to the Ukraine. We were hoping to go and planning the whole year to go with the Chevra from the shul to go to the tzaddikim in the Ukraine, and it started getting a little bit crazy over the last couple of months, and I didn't know that they issued any warning about it, but I found that afterwards they issued a warning right away. I didn't know about it. I guess the State Department didn't contact me. So, and I didn't hear it anywhere. So then, for a long time, over the year, I felt it's another part, and I think it's right. But then it's starting to get a little bit scarier, and then some of the people, the families were pulling out. I feel a little bit bad that my wife didn't tell me that I should pull out. And then I contacted some people in the Ukraine, and I found out that it's much worse than what they're saying, and it's dangerous, and it's anarchy over there, and it's getting worse. And so if I wanted to make a decision to go for myself, so you want to do that, and you want to walk by a kid, not to, that's your own business. But what's considered to be a sakana in halacha? That's a very interesting subject. It's the truth necessarily, as the post talk of what's considered to be dangerous. What's dangerous? What's a normal danger? And what's considered to be a danger that's more of an apparent, obvious type of a danger? So the bottom line is that if this would be the kind of a danger that you're being samech al hanes, that it's fine, that nothing's going to happen to you, where there is a reasonable likelihood, possibility, not likely, that something will happen to you or could happen to you in that place. So then, that's what the Gemara is talking about. And your confidence arouses the Midas Adin to be medaktik in your books, to look at your books. Now the question is, are you worthy of a miracle? You're going to a place that is not safe. Again, it doesn't mean that a person should be afraid to go to the wall, but if it's considered to be not safe, so you're confident that you seem to be confident that you don't have to worry about that, and that you're somebody that perhaps is worthy of some miraculous intervention to prevent you from getting hurt. So you're a regular guy, and you're acting like a chassid in the Kaddish. You're putting yourself into the category. You don't have the stamp on your card of chassid in the Kaddish, but you want the privileges of the chassid in the Kaddish. You'd like to go. It's like when you're flying coach, and you go into the lounge. You know what I mean? You want to go into the lounge. So the chiluk is that there's such a thing over there that you could have a person could take a guest. And there's nothing like that, even in the Avodas Hashem also, there's such a thing, if you connect it to tzaddikim, that you go with the tzaddik somewhere, but stam, you don't have it on, it's not stamped on your thing. It means it's not stamped on your thing. What are you going with? This is a place with the chassidim and kadoshim, but you don't go to this place. It's not for you. So you start to argue with the person at the desk, I want to get in here, I want to go here, so then they say, well, we have to look into your files. And they look into your files. Shesamach al tzchiyosef, shiyas leimeis. You're samach on this chusim that you have, that they should do a miracle. So they look at your schosim. What are your schosim? And what are your merits? And what are your chayvis? What are the things that are not good? So the hashgacha is according. The hashgacha becomes more focused on you, whether you're worthy or not worthy. That was the first thing, was with the wall. The second thing is with davening. So he davens, and it's his way of like testing Hashem. Let me see if it works. My davening works. I daven that I want to see results. He seems to feel that he's worthy, that his tefillah should be answered, that he should get what he's davening for. Now we all believe that Hashem loves us, and each one of us is each one of us certainly. Hashem Yisbach wants us to daven, and we have to believe that our tefillah is so important to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but that it should come out the way that we want. That's called Iyun Tefillah. We know Mavur B'Gemara B'Makom Acher Shekash Baruch Hu Enim Adaktik Al Tefillahs HaTzibur. Now the Gemara says also in Brachas, the Gemara says in the first parak that when it comes to a tzibur, when a minion is davening, a minion again has certain rights and privileges when there's a tzibur. Hailushi oila umiskabelis. But the Gemara says that the davening of a tzibur is always miskabelis. Again, that doesn't always mean that if the tzibur is davening, the tzibur is saying tefillin for that person, that person is going to live. But we know that the tefillah of a tzibur is miskabelis, and it's very, very powerful. Again, it doesn't mean it always comes out the way that the tzibur is asking. Halavai, but that's not always the case. There's a hest upon him, and it's kolos. But the tzibur does not have to be afraid. The tzibur can daven, and the tzibur has that general admissions pass for the tzibur. And not only that, the Gemara says that if you can't get to minyan that day, then at least to try to coordinate that when you're davening, it is the same time that you're davening in shul. To try at least to connect to the tzibur and to attach yourself to that tzibur. At least to what you could do. And not only that, it's even a madrega that if for some reason you couldn't daven at that time, you couldn't, it wasn't shayach, then it's still better to go daven in shul even when there's nobody there. Because the shul is a place of tefillah b'tzibur. And since it's designated as a place, the whole place is a place that belongs to the tzibur, and is a place of tefillah b'tzibur, then the tefillah is in that place, even if you're davening by yourself and there's no one else there. You just go into the shul, it's a makom kedusha, it's a place of the tzibur, the tefillah is so much higher. You see what's going on with all these people, because they don't want to walk a block, the shul they're making in their homes, these minyanim. It's a terrible, terrible thing. There was never in Klai Yisrael such a thing. They start making these little in homes, to make these little minyanim in homes, Friday night, they don't want to go. Someone's telling me he lives in an apartment, and then by the apartment, by the lobby in the apartment downstairs in Far Rockaway, they daven their Mincha Kabbalah Shabbos. The whole thing is 35 minutes in and out. 35 minutes in and out. Mincha Kabbalah Shabbos in the lobby of the building, in the lobby of the apartment building, the davening Mincha Kabbalah Shabbos. The Chun Aranana. And he told me they're still talking. Going, you think nobody has time? It's only 35 minutes. No, in the lobby of the building, the davening. Which maybe you could say is a little bit better than davening in someone's apartment, because in the apartment, who knows what goes on in this place? The walls of this house are certainly davening in someone's home. The only place that he used to do that was when they were shiva. Now they die, they make minyanim all over the place. They make minyanim in people's homes. It's not a place of the tzibur. Now, so you're separating yourself. You're saying, well, we're going to make a minyan in this place, but this place can't ever, ever, ever equal a place that is a place for the tzibur. It's a place for Jews, for Am Yisrael. Your home, as lovely and as large as it is, it's for you. It's for you. And since you don't want to walk a block or two, or, I mean, obviously if you live very far away, you have to do that. You have people that they have no choice. But I'm saying, if you have people, nowadays you have people, they have shul two blocks away. And they still daven in the house. So they're detaching themselves from the tzibur. And they feel, oh, it's okay because I have a minyan in my house. It's not a makom kedusha. It could be, only you know what goes on in the walls of that house. What words are spoken there. What things take place in that house. What machines are in the rooms of that house, or in the drawers, or in the walls of their place. And you're davening there. What are you doing? You're detaching yourself from the tzibur, from Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael davens in shul. That's how you daven. With a tzibur. Sometimes you can't make it. You can't make it. That's how it is. So he's saying, because Baruch Hu, when it comes to a tzibur, when you're davening at tzibur with a minion, they don't check to see are these people worthy or not worthy. They don't look into the books. It's a tzibur. It's because of the schus of the tzibur. The tzibur has a general pass, general admissions pass. That's it. They're in. If you're davening at tzibur, you're in. However, when a person is davening by himself, as I'm a doctor, then everything is being watched. What kind of davening is this? Let's see who this is, what's going on with this guy's davening. What's his kavana like? Where is he holding? What has he been doing in his life? Then the medaktik in the person. Liros in Roish at the Skabot Filosa. To judge whether or not he's worthy that his tefillah should be accepted. Now what we see from this Gemara is the Gemara puts together a person who is relying on a miracle, the guy that's walking by under the shaky building, and tefillah yochid, and someone who davens by himself. The Gemara puts them together. Luma zois, tfilas hatzibur miskabelas. The davening of a community of a tzibur, even if it's a small tzibur, but it's a tfilas hatzibur with a baal tfila and a minion, it's miskabelas. Umikan roim she'ein makpidim al hatzibur uschiyoseim. And in such a situation, they're not makpid on the tzibur from shemaim and the schusim of the people there. It's because of the skula, that amazing skula, the koach of what? Kedushas HaTzibur, the holiness of the tzibur. Wherever there's a minion of Jews, the shechina is sure to follow. There's a tremendous asheros hashechina by a minion, by a tzibur. And that presence of the Shekhinah, like the cloud, like the Anani HaKavod, that it's everybody's brought into that one big cloud, and it raises them to a place that's higher than any of their particular actions or whatever they do. They're in a different place. They're in Hashem's cloud. So even though individually, it could be individually, that each, this one has this problem, this one has that, individually, but when they're together, bit tzibur, when they're in the tzibur, so then there's Ashras HaShechina, and they're lifted up to a place that is above, that transcends all the cheshbon of what they do individually. That's how powerful it is. Tefillah b'tzibur. And to be connected to a tzibur. And to work for a tzibur. And the people who build the besmedrish, who build a shul, who build a yeshiva, who build moizdis, it's unbelievable. To service the tzibur, to be involved with the tzibur. It lifts them to a place of Kedusha that is beyond nature and that's higher than all of the limitations and all of the constrictiveness of this world. And there could be Nisim. There could be Nisim. It doesn't guarantee, but you're entering into that dimension where Nisim happened, where the Baruch Shalom is Mashgiach in such a way. We see in many places in Chazal how there were Tanoim and Amoraim that they wouldn't go where it's dangerous. Now, these are great people. If you got your name in the Gemara, it means you're pretty good. We have a Kabbalah that anybody is mentioned even once in Shas have a Kochiv Mechayim Mason. If your name is mentioned, if you're a teacher and you're mentioned even once in the Gemara, so then you're already somebody that has the Kochiv of Tchis Mason. These are all Shanaim and Amaroyim. And yet, as great as they were careful. Loy Lolach is Wokam Sakonim. We see that they didn't go by the building to walk where it was shaking the building. They didn't go to Mokam Sakonim. They weren't samach on their schusim. They weren't relying upon their schusim, their merits. They didn't see themselves that they're worthy of miracles. To conduct themselves as people who are higher than nature. To the point that they consider themselves as worthy of some miracle happening. If this is true, when we're talking about the Amoraim with all of their greatness, all of their holiness, that the Amoraim were careful not to go with this in a dangerous place and so on. So what kind of a person is it that says that he's worthy of a miracle? To put himself in a dangerous place. Nevertheless, we do find very great and wondrous chasidim, tzaddikim, that they rose completely above teva, above nature. And by these people, like Rav Meir Bal HaNes, this is Yahrzeit, Pesach Sheni. There is a view that holds of this is Yahrzeit. By those tzaddikim, the Nes Etzlam is Davar Murgal. Miracles like the Baal Tanya said that when he was asked did he see Nisim by the Mezid Shemagid. The Baal Tanya said Nisim miracles. He says they were rolling around all over on the floor. There were miracles all over. Who had time to bend down and pick them up? That's what he said. Nisim, we didn't go to the Mezid Shemagid for Nisim. We went to learn. Nisim, he says they're all over the place. Nisim, all over. There are certain tzaddikim that by them Nes is a davar murgal. Even in this past generation, the Rimnitzer Rebbe, Baba Sali, Alababich Rebbe, the tzaddikim that they were mamish, mulamodim benisim mamish, they were nisim all the time. Not just they happened once, they were nisim all the time. The Kol Kach Lama. So, what is it about these tzaddikim? Mikoach mesirus nafshal malam yisrael. There are certain tzaddikim that in this inyan, all tzaddikim of course are great, and we can compare. But there are certain tzaddikim that the Mesirus Nafsham al Am Yisrael, the Mesirus Nefesh al Am Yisrael, was extraordinary. Gemara Arucham al Amedes Shemakar Hanes or Mesirus Nefesh al Am Yisrael, and that's actually a Beferish Gemara. It's a Beferish Gemara that tells us that Mesirus Nefesh is that which qualifies one most, more than anything. Mesirus Nefesh for Jews is what qualifies a person for Nisim. It's Gemara also in Brachas. When Rav Meir asked, why is it that in earlier generations there was zeichet to see more miracles than our generation? We don't see. Why is it that in earlier generations there was zeichet for more miracles? Even though, it's interesting, even though we know more Torah than they knew then, that's a separate discussion. That seems to fly in the face of the general principle that the generations are getting less. It's cotton and sabaris. All right, that's not for now. So, but they were asking, why is it that in earlier generations they saw so many miracles? We know how to learn. We learn more Torah now, and there are fewer miracles. And what should we say? We don't see miracles, and the amount of Torah that's being learned is unbelievable. They told him, "Bishum de masrei nafshayu al kedushas Hashem." Masrei nafshayu al kedushas Hashem. Kleimer, what does that mean? Yishum Shaharishonim, the earlier generations, Hoyubali Mesiris Nefesh Mufla Lekedushas Hashem. They lived with unbelievable Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh, they gave themselves completely up for Am Yisrael to do. Mesiris Nefesh Mufla Lekedushas Hashem. Vechebu Bul Gemar, Shatana Shemuskaboy, Achi Harbe Nisim and Eflos Ayyam, Hu Rabbi Hanina Ben Daisa. The greatest miracle worker that we see in the Gemara is Rabbi Hanina Ben Daisa. By him, wherever he went, they were in Nisim. Rabbi Hanina Ben Daisa, there were miracles all over the place. Ad Shemamish Chai Ben Nisim Kemo B'Teva. Akadekach, that Rabbi Hanina Ben Daisa lived in miracles as much as he lived in the natural world. He was living with Nisim. The Semai said there was somebody that said over that he came to the Rebbe. He came to the Mizritcha Magid. It might be Rav Uri Streliska, I'm not sure, but either the Mizritcha Magid or Rav Uri Streliska. Wasn't a person. It was his wife. It was his wife, and they were the Mizritcha. Yeah, I think it was the Mizritcha Magid. The Mizritcha Magid was very, very, very poor, and the wife had a taina that you give brachas to chassidim and people are making money and all kinds of things happen to them, and this is how we live. So there are two stories like this. One is that the Mizritcha Magid said to her, if you would believe in me the way the chassidim believe in me, we would also have nisim. That's one version. The other version is that the Mizritcha Magid said, move over the chair. And she pulled the chair away, this broken rickety chair, and under each of the legs there was a golden coin. And she bent down and they disappeared. When she went to get the coin disappeared. And he said, this is not my inyan. If I wanted to, I could, but that's not my inyan in this world with Nisim. Which goes with what the Tanya said, that there were Nisim all over the floor by the Mizritcha Magid. But who bent down to pick him up? It's the same person. Who bent down to pick him up? He said, we're not Isaac in these things. Now he's thinking it, but he lived in Nisim. He lived in Nisim. There was certain, even among the Talmidei Baal Shem, there were certain that were known that the Radishitzer, maybe Socher Be Radishitzer. I don't know if these names are familiar to you. The old Radishitzer. There was a taina that the other tzaddikim had that he's making too open. The miracles that he's making are too open. He had to hide things more. The Chayzim Lublin. The Nisim that were going on. What they saw, what the tzaddikim said that they saw by the things they saw by the Baal Shem HaKadosh, but they saw by the Baal Shem Keseder. Not that it happened once in a while. They saw Keseder by the Baal Shem through things. By the Rimnitzi Rebbe in the listening by the Baba Sali, that I was actually to see with my own eyes by the Baba Sali, which I've said Beram. I saw with my own eyes by the Baba Sali. It was there. It was a Muslim Topshin Lamed Beis. 1972, I don't remember what it was, something like that. And I was there by a Sudas Mitzvah with some people. And the Baba Sali was pouring wine for everybody to make l'chaim. First of all, it was a pach. Were any of you ever by the Baba Sali? And you have to be a little bit older. No. Two of you together could have been, but not one. So the Baba Sali was a pach to see him, it was a pach. But have you seen the pictures? It was a pacha to see him. So I was at this, and the Baba Sali was pouring for everybody from this bottle. He was giving l'chaim, l'chaim, and it was down to over here, the bottle. It was like this. He's holding the bottle, and the shamash brought him a towel, and he put the towel around the bottle, and he continued to pour for the rest of the night from the same bottle. And I was watching that hand. He was just pouring from the bottle, l'chaim, making the chaim. Was like, and the people that were regulars there, so I was like, I'm looking at this bottle, and I asked the guy next to me, did you see that? He says, I don't know what's going on. It's the same bottle. He says, yeah. And the people, they come, you know, it's like that. That's nothing. That's nothing. It's mamish melumad benisim. Melumad benisim. But the remnants of the things, nisim keseda. That it became something else. That they lived. These are tzaddikim that every minute of their lives they were dying for Am Yisrael. Every second they're dying for Jews. They didn't live for themselves. They didn't live for themselves. and people say, how can Lubavitcher Rebbe know this, and how can he do that? And he means, there are a million stories that people have. People that were by Lubavitcher, in our generation, there are people alive, walking around. There are a million people with stories. Was there a person in our generation that we could see that didn't take a life for himself? What did he have from? What did he take from himself in this generation? It's always amazing. We have people that talk about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So you could have some Buddha Rosh Hashiva sitting sickly on his pina colada in Miami Beach. Ask him when it was the last time Lubavitcher Rebbe went to Miami Beach on vacation. He lived his whole life was for Am Yisrael. This every minute of his life was Am Yisrael. Every second. You see, now generation, 45 minutes away from here, out of the square, Rebbe, what he does for other people, what he lives for other Jews. He doesn't take for himself. He's every minute he's living for other Jews. So we like to do all kinds of neat tricks ourselves, right? Make, you know, our bracha should come true and make all kinds of nisim and inflows. It doesn't go like that, so pashut. They live, the tzaddikim who live in a world of nisim. The imamis live in nisim. L'chai b'neis, lo b'teva. That's Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa. In Nir Leimer, she'ikar ha'uvda, she'uzoch l'madregen eflo kol kach. Where does Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? Why is it that he was living in Nisim? Who b'schus ma she'nemar lo b'gemar? The Gemara says about him, she'bechal yom yoytzes baskol v'omeres. Every day a voice would come down from Shemayim and would announce, kol ha'olam kulo nizam b'shvil Chanina b'ni. The whole world is being fed. The whole world is getting parnasa and what to eat because of my son. Hashem says, my son Chanina. V'chanina b'ni, but as far as my child Chanina is concerned, da'ilu b'kav charuv me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. He himself is satisfied. He eats a little bit of carob, a little bit of charuvim from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. He come out, doesn't eat anything. He doesn't take for himself anything. And the whole world is eating because of him. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa lo dag la'atzmo klal v'ikir. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's life was not bechlal on himself. He wasn't worried about himself. He didn't think about himself. He looked at himself like a peel, a garlic peel, nothing. A little thing of carobs, that's it. He didn't take from himself anything. His whole mitzvah, as we know from many other places in the Medrash, his whole life was for Am Yisrael, for other people. So wherever he went, the Shechina was with him. Shechina Yisrael, because the Shechina is Knesset Yisrael. That's the Shechina. The Hashros Shechina in this world is that's Knesset Yisrael, Am Yisrael. That's the Shechina. V'zasherish haneis v'apelish hazachalim, and that's the root of the miracles that he was able to tap into. V'ainu mikorach hayoso mushrash besod klal Am Yisrael. He was rooted in the secret, in the great mystery of Am Yisrael that is higher than this world, that rises above anything in this world. Ben Bechir, the favorite son. Efrochim Sha'imra Vetzes Alehim, like the little ones that the mother hen is constantly hovering over. And the Shechina is like the mother hen, the Shechina. And the Jewish people, Kivyachol, those Jews who live this way, the Shechina hovers over them. Hovers over them every minute. Therefore, zochel ha'atoris kedusha el yoynes elu. That's why Bechini ben Daisa and these other tzaddikim, they're zochel to these crowns of kedusha. She'ez galu benisim uflaim. So you see, the chiluk between that side, it's not because this one learns more, davens more. That's also a very big thing. We know how Hashem counts everything. But this is clear. This is clear. That when it comes to those Jews whose lives are bound to Am Yisrael and live for Am Yisrael, The normal requirement for hishtadlus that applies to all of us, and the balance between hishtadlus and bitachon, how much do you have to work, what effort do you have to make, and how much can you trust and rely upon God? These people have different rules. They're living in a different world. Regular people will talk. We can talk the rest of the mimes about how we should balance this. But as far as these tzaddikim are concerned, that's altogether a different world. And Hashem will continue next week.